All right, let's jump right in with a deep dive into Siberia Snus today. We're looking at some marketing stuff from an online store that sells it. And they really go all in on this whole extreme angle.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to make Siberia Snus out to be the ultimate challenge for serious snus users.
It's pretty wild how they use the word strong, like over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, strong flavor, strong tobacco taste, strong nicotine. They're not just describing the product, they're really setting an expectation there.
Yeah, definitely. It's almost like they're like, hey, do you think you can handle this? And then to drive home that point even further, they throw in all this imagery of Siberia itself. You know, the brutal winters, the unforgiving landscape. Pretty clever marketing, if you ask me.
Oh, for sure. They're tapping into this whole idea of Siberia as a place of extremes, a real test of endurance. And they're connecting their product to that whole vibe. Mm. It's like they're saying, hey, if you can handle Siberia, you can handle Siberia Snus.
Exactly. And then to make sure they capture a wide range of preferences within that extreme niche.
Yeah.
They offer a bunch of different flavors and formats, but they don't even stop there. They slapped this 80-80 label on it. I mean, what's that all about?
Well,
is it supposed to be like so cold it numbs your senses?
I think it definitely creates that impression, yeah. They're playing on that sensory experience, the shock value. It's a bold way to really emphasize that, hey, this Snuckers is not for beginners. It's targeted at people who already know Snucks and are looking for something even more intense.
Right. Now, speaking of the company behind this intense brand, they really make a point of highlighting GN Tobacco, the manufacturer of Siberia Snus. It's almost like they're trying to like reassure us that even though Siberia Snus is this extreme product, it's still made with care.
Yeah.
And they pay attention to quality.
Yeah, it's a fascinating strategy for sure. On the one hand, they're pushing all these limits, the intensity, the extreme factor. But then on the other hand, they're saying, hey, GN Tobacco is a reputable manufacturer who prioritizes quality and listens to its customers. They even point out that GN Tobacco makes other popular brands like Odin's Snus and White Fox, which are also known for their strength.
So it's like they're saying, we know what we're doing, and we make these products for experienced users who know what they're getting themselves into. Which brings us to the website's very clear warnings about how strong Siberia Snus is. It's refreshing to see a company being upfront about the fact that, hey, this product isn't for everyone. Especially not beginners.
Absolutely. They even go as far as to recommend starting with milder snus products before even thinking about trying Siberia Snus. They also give you detailed info about the different portion types, like white, dry, white, and original, and how those different types actually affect the snus experience.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second. Before we get into all those different portion types, can we just back up a bit and explain what those terms actually mean? Because for someone who's brand new to snus, white, dry, or original portion might sound like a foreign language.
Yeah, you're totally right. Let's break it down a bit. Think of it this way. Snus portion types are all about like tailoring how the nicotine and flavor get released. You've got white dry portions, like with Siberia Red. The tobacco is drier there, and the pouch material is woven more tightly. That combo leads to a slower release, more gradual nicotine and flavor release, which makes the experience last longer.
So if you're someone who likes to use snus throughout the day, a white dry portion might be a good choice. What about white portions?
White portions, like the ones in Siberia Blue, have a little more moisture than the white dry ones. This means the nicotine and flavor release a bit faster, and it creates like a juicier sensation. Then you have the original portion, like in Siberia Brown, which has the most moisture, and a looser pouch material. You can actually see the tobacco inside on those, and that results in the fastest release of nicotine and flavor. So you get that classic traditional Snus experience.
Super helpful, thanks. I get why they emphasize those distinctions. But going back to Siberia Snus, they also offer this massive 500-gram box.
Yeah.
I mean, who needs that much snus?
Yeah, that's definitely not for like the casual user. It seems like it's aimed at like the most hardcore Siberia fans, the ones who know they're going to use a lot of snus and just want to stock up. It almost speaks to like a level of brand loyalty, you know?
Yeah, it's like they're saying, if you're a true Siberia enthusiast, you buy in bulk.
Exactly. It's really interesting how they've carved out this niche within a niche. They're not just selling snus, they're selling an identity, a commitment to that whole Siberia experience.
Yeah, and just when you think they've covered all their bases, they introduce Siberia All White, their tobacco-free nicotine pouch option.
Yeah.
They really go all in on comparing it to other popular brands like White Fox, Zyn, Velo, and Ace.
And they make sure to point out that Siberia All White has the highest nicotine content of them all. They're not shying away from the competition at all. They're like embracing it and using it to position themselves as the ultimate choice for people who want the most intense nicotine pouch experience possible.
But all this talk about strength and intensity, this constant emphasis on pushing the limits, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It definitely does. What does this tell us about what SNUS users want? Are they looking for a quick fix, a rush of adrenaline, or something more? And how do these marketing strategies play into those desires? Those are some really interesting questions to consider.
Definitely. Well, before we get into those deeper questions, let's take a closer look at some of the specific Siberia SNUS varieties and what makes each one unique. We'll start with their color-coded lineup, Siberia Red, Blue, and Brown, each one offering a distinct SNUS experience.
All right, so let's dive into those color-coded varieties then. Siberia, Red, Blue, and Brown. They really do offer a pretty diverse set of experiences, even within that shared intensity they've got going on.
Yeah, and I'm curious about that whole Siberia 80 Gura branding they use across the board. Like, what are they trying to get at with that? What message are they sending to the listener? It feels almost like they're aiming for sensory overload, like that intense rush you get from a blast of freezing air.
That's a good point. It definitely plays into that idea of like a shock to the system, like pushing the boundaries of what a SNUS experience can be. Mm-hmm. And remember, we're talking about a product that's marketed towards people who already know SNUS and are looking for something stronger, something more extreme. So this branding just reinforces that message in a very visceral way.
It's like they're saying this SNUS is so strong you could withstand the harshest Siberian winter.
Exactly. And that ties in perfectly with their use of all that Siberian imagery. Throughout their marketing, they're building this whole narrative of resilience, of pushing through discomfort to reach like a new level of satisfaction.
Okay, so let's break down these different varieties then. Starting with Siberia Red, the white dry option. Hmm. We talked about how this format gives you a slower release of nicotine and flavor, but what does that actually mean for the user?
Well, imagine someone who uses SNUS all day long at work. They're not necessarily looking for like an immediate hit of nicotine. They probably prefer like a more consistent, gradual release that lasts for a good few hours. That's where Siberia Red comes in. The dry white format is designed for exactly that.
So it's almost like a slow burn then,
mm-hmm.
providing a steady stream of satisfaction instead of just a quick burst.
Hmm.
What about Siberia Blue, the ice cold variety? We know it has that strong peppermint flavor, but how does the white portion format enhance that experience?
Well, remember, we were talking about moisture levels before. The white portion format has a slightly higher moisture content compared to the white dry red variety, and that actually intensifies the flavor release. So with Siberia Blue, you're not just getting a hint of peppermint. It's like a full-on blast of icy freshness that hits you right away.
So Siberia Blue is for those who want that quick, intense flavor sensation, like a jolt of icy energy. And we have Siberia Brown, the original portion. They call it the classic SNUSIC experience. But what does that actually mean?
Well, think of original portion as like the OG format, the traditional one that's been around forever. It's all about maximizing the release of nicotine and flavor. The looser pouch material and higher moisture content allow for a much quicker and more noticeable delivery. So you get that familiar SNUS feel. It's for the people who want that immediate hit, that classic tobacco taste, without any extra stuff added.
So we've got the slow burn of Siberia Red, the icy blast of Siberia Blue, and the classic hit of Siberia Brown. It's cool how they've managed to create such different experiences all within that shared extreme framework.
Absolutely. They're appealing to different preferences and usage patterns within that niche of experienced SNUS users. It's like they're saying, come for the strength, stay for the variety.
And speaking of variety, they also have Siberia Black, which is a version without the mint, for people who prefer a pure tobacco taste. And then there's the Siberia Red White Dry Mini, a smaller format for a more discreet experience. It seems like they really have thought of everything.
Yeah, they really have. It shows how well they understand their target audience. They're not just offering a product. They're offering like a lifestyle, a way to express your individuality through SNUS.
Now let's go back to that massive 500 gram box for a second. We were talking about how it seems to be made for the most dedicated Siberia users. But let's put that into perspective. How much SNUS are we actually talking about here?
Well, that 500 gram box has over 500 portions of Siberia SNUS. Just to give you an idea, the average SNUS user might go through one or two portions a day. So that box represents months and months of SNUS use.
Wow, that's a serious commitment to the Siberia brand. It's almost like a badge of honor, like saying, I'm all in on Siberia.
Exactly. And it really says a lot about the brand's ability to build loyalty among its users. They've created a product and a community that really speaks to people who want that intense, extreme SNUS experience.
And then there's Siberia All White, the tobacco-free option. It's really making waves in the nicotine pouch market. They're going head-to-head with some big names like White Fox, Zyn, Velo, and Ace. But what sets Siberia All White apart?
Well, like we said before, they're very open about the fact that Siberia All White has the highest nicotine content. Out of all those brands, they're not just trying to compete. They're aiming to dominate the extreme part of the nicotine pouch market.
That's a pretty bold strategy, especially when you consider that a lot of those other brands are already established and have a big following.
It is, but it also shows a growing trend in the nicotine pouch market. There's a growing demand for stronger, more intense products, and Siberia is definitely positioning itself to meet that demand. Their marketing really reflects that.
But this whole push toward stronger nicotine products, it brings up some important questions, doesn't it? I mean, how do we balance the needs of experienced users who want those really intense experiences with the potential risks of high nicotine consumption?
That's a really important point. It's a conversation we need to have both within the industry and among consumers. Transparency, responsible marketing, and clear warnings are all essential, especially with products that can be addictive.
So what does all this mean for the listener then, the person who's trying to navigate this whole world of snus and nicotine pouches?
Well, it's all about being an informed consumer. Do your research, understand the products you're using,
right,
and make choices that are right for you. And remember, there's always more to learn. The snus market is constantly changing, so staying informed is key.
Okay, so we've explored the world of Siberia snus, from their intense marketing to their wide range of products, each one offering a different kind of snus experience. And we've touched on some of the bigger questions around the trend of stronger nicotine products and the need for responsible marketing practices. But what about the company behind all of this, GN Tobacco? They seem to play a pretty central role in shaping this Siberia experience. You know, you're right, we've talked a lot about the products themselves, but GN Tobacco, the company that makes Siberia snus, definitely deserves a closer look. They seem to be pretty smart about how they present themselves in the snus market.
Yeah, they really are. Remember how they emphasize their focus on high-quality tobacco? Mm-hmm. Keeping their prices competitive and making sure they meet customer needs. It's all about building that trust, that credibility, especially when you're dealing with a product that's marketed as extreme. You know, they're like, hey, we make strong snus, but we also really care about quality and making our customers happy.
Right. It's like they're trying to walk that line between being edgy and intense and reassuring people that they're a responsible company. That takes pride in what they make.
Exactly. And it's interesting how they connect Siberia snus to their other brands, like Odin's and White Fox. It creates this feeling of like a family of products, all connected by their strength and quality. They're building up a reputation, not just for one product, but for a whole bunch of different snus experiences.
So they're not just catering to one niche. They're creating this whole ecosystem for people who want something more than just your average snus.
Right. And that brings us back to one of the big questions we've been thinking about. What does this whole focus on strength tell us about the snus market in general and what snus users are looking for?
Are people actually going out and searching for stronger and stronger snus? Or is that demand being created by companies like GN Tobacco through their marketing? It's kind of like a chicken or the egg situation, isn't it?
Yep.
It really is. It's complicated. And there are some ethical questions there too. On the one hand, you could say that companies are just giving people what they want, responding to that demand. But on the other hand, marketing can definitely influence what people like and create a desire for things that they might not have even thought about before.
Yeah, it's like that saying, build it and they will come. But maybe in this case, it's more like, market it as the strongest and they will crave it.
That's a good way to put it. And it raises the question of responsibility. How do companies balance appealing to those experienced users who are looking for that intense kick with the potential risks of consuming a lot of nicotine?
It's a tough balance to find, for sure. And it requires a level of transparency and ethical thinking that goes way beyond just trying to sell something.
Absolutely. Companies have to be upfront about the potential downsides of their products and market them in a way that doesn't take advantage of vulnerable people.
So what does all of this mean for the person listening, the person who's trying to figure out this whole world of snus?
Well, it means being aware and informed and making smart choices. Don't just buy into the hype. Do your own research. Figure out what's in the products you're using and listen to your body.
Remember, you're in control of your snus experience, and that means making choices that work for you, your needs, your preferences, and your limits.
And if you find yourself drawn to those extreme products, take a second to think about why. Are you looking for a quick fix, a jolt of energy, or is it something more than that? Understanding your own reasons can help you make better decisions about your snus use.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Siberia snus, we'll leave you with this thought. Be an active participant in your snus journey. Explore, experiment, enjoy, but always be aware and responsible. Until next time, keep diving deep.